Hello, hello, hello. I'm Jan Goldstein, and this is All That Matters. Celebrate the people who are your mentors. I am telling you, my mother-in-law just passed away, Mary Solomon. Remarkable woman. And I hope that you will cherish those who are close to you, who have taught you something. This woman I want to celebrate at this moment. And years ago, when she was 65, I wrote about her in my first book of nonfiction, Life Can Be This Good, never knowing that I was essentially writing her eulogy, her legacy. I want to share it with you now. This is the waters of possibility. Marion gets up early each morning, racing the dawn to the day's promise. More often than not, she swims a number of laps at the local sports club and is ready for work while most of us are still stirring in bed, contemplating the day's first transfusion of Java. I should pause to revisit this reference to Marion's aquatic exercise. The woman doesn't merely swim her laps. No, that would be way too conventional. No, what Marion does is this, fitting herself with a snorkel-like contraption that allows her to remain below the surface for long periods of time. She uses the underwater experience to prepare her workday agenda. While submerged, rubber-domed, mouthpiece linking her to oxygen above the surface, her arms and legs a perpetual whirlwind, Marion is reviewing in her mind any number of tasks for the days or weeks ahead. Book proposals, clients to see, seminars to plan, a myriad of concerns, each to be contemplated and mentally filed. The kicker here is that this vibrant woman who makes 65 look like a splash in the fountain of youth approaches each task with the anticipation of a child marveling at a mountain of birthday presents. Now it occurs to me as I write these words that Marion lives the same way she swims, totally immersed. Each day she dips in the waters of possibility. You see, Marion is infused with the belief that life presents us with daily opportunities, and she doesn't intend to miss even one. Followed for a week or two, this recipe for living might serve to jumpstart each of us out of passivity and into the realm of affirmation. Taken as a lifetime credo, this positive approach to each day is a veritable manifesto for meaning. Marion grew up in a household where her brother was encouraged to excel, to seek out new trails and career directions. She, on the other hand, was in effect discouraged from dreaming. The pep talks and speculation on how far a kid could go centered solely on the boy of the family. And with no role model to encourage her to spread her wings, she had to do what many women of generations ago had to do if they were to fly as high as their dreams. She broke the mold. Relying on her own self-determination, her own innate wisdom, Marion created a tomorrow that no one else would help her imagine. With gritty reliance on her own abilities, she made her way through school, found a husband who would be a partner in building up, not tearing down, and she soared. Years later, with husband Matt cheering her on, as her parents never had, Marion received her PhD, becoming a renowned and well-respected clinical psychologist. Marion is a woman who engages you easily in conversation. When I first met her, the warmth was barely off of her handshake before we were involved in a rather serious and challenging conversation about the meaning of existence. While she openly points out the hypocrisies she sees in organized religion, I have come to find her remarkably spiritual. In fact, deeply so. Her spiritual wealth springs from her constant sense of wonder, her gratefulness for the experience of being alive. It's embodied in her sense of living in the moment, in the day, in her physical engagement of the elements, and her passionate exchange of ideas. Marion's is a kind of upturned awe as she jumps heartfirst into the world. Such gratefulness, lived fully, touches powerfully upon the soul. It evokes an eternal yes, and it is that yes to which I aspire, to find opportunity in each new day, to welcome that opportunity like I have a right to it, to recognize that there is a contribution that only I can make. Such is the power of her example. Each of us, if we pay attention, can find these mentors in our midst, people who show and tell us how good life can be. When we hear the voice of someone worth listening to, we know it, for it's a voice that resonates in that place within us where truth and what Buddhists call right mindfulness reside. So I listen to Marion when she speaks. I listen for the infectious passion, the bounty of original thought, the authenticity of her exuberance and reflection. I listen for the richness of her life song. You see, I've learned this little secret about life from my mother-in-law, Marion. Your glass can never be empty when you drink from the waters of possibility. Yes, I wrote that back when she was 65, and she has now passed at age 88. I wish her peace. I wish all our loved ones who have passed or transitioned, who have died, who have left us physically, but are still here in our hearts. Open up your inner ears. I bet you can hear them too. Those mentors who have made a difference in your life, who still live within us, who still make a difference, and still help us reach for the tomorrow we have yet to live. I think it's true what Marion taught me. Your glass can never be empty when you drink from the waters of possibility. Here's to those waters. Lift your cup, L'chaim, kampai, skull, to life. Until next week, I'm Jan Goldstein, and this is all that matters.